Okay, in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 16, letter number 5792, Baruch Hashem. That's the day after Yom Kippur. It's called B'Shem Hashem, in God's name. This is the 11th of Tishrei, Tavshin Yudches, Brooklyn. And Rebbe is addressing it to Rav Gaon with all the great titles here, to Ephraim Eliezer Sheyichya Akoyin Yolus. We've had many letters from the Rebbe to him. And the Rebbe says, Shalom Uvracha, peace and blessing. So the Rebbe says to him, on the eve of the holy day, which means before Yom Kippur, before I traveled to the holy Tzion to pray at his father-in-law's grave and the father-in-law's resting place at the Ohel, at the Tzion, I received your letter, the letter of your honor, with what was enclosed there, and I mentioned you on the Holy Tzion as befitting to the content of what you write in this, in the note. And the Rebbe says, by the way, because I came back from the Holy Tzion later than expected, I didn't have time in the day to telephone. But the Rebbe says, so the Rebbe could not acknowledge, I guess, before Yom Kippur receiving the letter. So, but the Rebbe says, because he came too late. But the Rebbe says, what is the holy day is that the day itself requires all that was necessary. He had the tradition to get a blessing, I see, from the Rebbe before Yom Kippur, but the Rebbe says, you are all set because Yom Kippur itself, the day itself, accomplishes everything that needs to be accomplished. And the Rebbe references the responsa of the Tzofnas Paner to the Rakachover in volume 1, chapter 101 and 102, as far as Erev Shabbos Kodesh, the Friday, and the Erev Yom HaNoira, and Motzei Shabbos Kodesh, and Motzei Yom HaKippurim, I guess over there, he speaks of the fact that they become sort of part of, like the eve of Yom Kippur is already like Yom Kippur, eve of Shabbos, they have some of the powers. So therefore, the Rebbe says, everything was accomplished in Erev Shabbos Kodesh when the Rebbe was late, but on the special status of Erev Shabbos Kodesh and Motzei Yom HaKippurim. So the Rebbe is writing to him on Yud Aleph Tishrei B'Shem Hashem. So it has a special status, the connection to Yom Kippur. So he has basically, I'm assuming, the blessings that the Rebbe wants to give him. And the Rebbe prays, V'yirotzen, that all of the matters will be drawn down, as explained in Chassidus, during the days of our rejoicing, during Sukkot that is coming upon us, and Kol Yisrael L'Toyo for the good, and in a way that will absorb, all matters will be absorbed. And the absorption of all the shuman, the Rebbe says, shuman is the fat, meaning the good stuff. All of the thing will be absorbed until very soon will be fulfilled the promise as far as the kingdom goes that we're doing on Rosh Hashanah, which everything is being absorbed. And Sukkot from that Melech Echad Yilakul, which is one king for all nations, as the Rebbe says, look into the Hasidic discourses of the pre-Dikar Rebbe, as the known as Hamshich Rosh Hashanah Tovshin Ches, which is being published now. The Rebbe blesses him for a Chag Sameach, for a joyous Yom Tov. So the Rebbe, while the Rebbe apparently used to give him a bracha on Erev Yom Kippur, but because the Rebbe returned late, there wasn't time for that. But the Rebbe said, I did mention you, the Rebbe says, Yom Kippur itself accomplishes it, and Motzi Yom HaKippurim is still connected, and this the Rebbe is writing Motzi Yom HaKippurim, so the Rebbe gives the bracha that all the areas that were came down on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, should be absorbed. B'yom HaShmini Atzeres, the idea of Sukkot absorbs all these great things that came down, and the Rebbe wishes him for a good Yom Tov and a Freilich Yom Tov.